opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6 here in Texas. And I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, because you definitely could be doing some other things. And we truly, truly do appreciate you continue to support Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network. Speaking of that, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy by going to www.blacknetwork.com. That is the website for this network, Black Talk Radio Network. And there you'll see on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the prompt for a donation in green with the holding hand. Definitely, please hit that prompt and give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to grow. Also, you can be a part of Black Talk Radio Network's social media network, which is put together so that you can have some of your social media activities exclusively from a platform that's brought to you by this network, and that is going to keep you from some of the adversities of being in the mainstream media networks, especially for what's going on in this world. So you can do that by going to www.btrcommunity.com. That's www.btrcommunity.com, which stands for Black Talk Radio Network Community. You can go, or you can go to the website just below the donation prompt. There is the BTR Community prompt that's there, and it's just $24 a year for the membership. And that way you can engage in all of your social media activities that you would otherwise engage in, from the mainstream ones, which, in my opinion, serves a purpose of collecting information from you on your personal life. And also, many people don't realize that some of the things that you post have been seen by other people that you would otherwise not want them to see what you're posting, what you're thinking is private, and it's not private at all. So come on over to BTR Community, where you don't have to worry about that, where you don't have to worry about being adversely affected by your overall comments, your postings, or things of that nature. No one is going to actually use that against you. And you can have assurance that your identity will not be sold to any bidder at all, which it is done on the other platforms. So come on over to BTR Community. That's $24 a year for a subscription. Also, if you're interested in acquiring the precious metals, definitely go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, and check out what they have in inventory there. Then email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in acquiring some Girl Scout cookies, which you should be, definitely, you can text me at 951-790-8330. Also, during the month of March, where there is going to be a wealth seminar, a that's going to be put on by the Vault Media Group, Private Business and Family Wealth Seminar, and that's going to be March the 25th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. In Dallas, Texas, and it's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel in Dallas, Texas. And I will be there, and we're going to be giving some of our classes and some of our presentations. So we'd love to meet some of you all if you're going to be in the Dallas area, or come on into Dallas for that. And what you can do, I will be posting that information relatively soon on how you can engage in that. And the overall price for that is $100 for couples and $125 for individual tickets. So we'll bring you further information. So with that being said, today is Wise Wednesday. We have a live show for you today. But before we get into that, let's get into what's in the news, and then we will get into Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis and the Davis team. So, first article. Wow, losing my voice. Sorry about that, everyone. First article. This was sent. My man Raj had posted this one from BusinessInsider.com. This chart shows the majority of Europeans agree with Trump's immigration ban. And Raj's commentary was global fascism by global, don't know what that, European collective, RWS, not quite sure what he meant by that one, is why we are seeing things play out in the way that we are. Only a highly confused victim will fall for anything these disagreeable beings have cooked up. Check out that article there, pretty good one. And it says the underlying is that when Theresa May failed to immediately condemn the U.S. President Donald Trump immigration ban, she was lambasted by politicians and pundits. Thousands of people protesting in front of 10 Downing Street against a Trump state visit. The prime minister was branded Teresa the appeaser. And so check out that article that's there that my man Raj had posted in from the Business Insider. Next article. 1 second, my computer's running a little slow. Next article is from, this is going to be from RT, Russia Today International. Fukushima catastrophic Fukushima catastrophe ongoing, leaking on a daily basis. There are many more shoes still to drop at the Fukushima plant. Kevin Camp, radioactive waste monitor at Beyond Nuclear. If something goes wrong with the radioactive waste storage pool, there could be a release of highly radioactive activity into the air, he had added. So check out that article. Fukushima is definitely becoming relevant, and I'm telling you, in my opinion, I think this was all part of the depopulation program to weaken people's immune and to make them sick, so that some of the other events coinciding with that will be exacerbated by the overall deterioration from the nuclear radioactive poisoning that we are all being doused with daily. So check out that article. Very, very important. Make sure you are detoxing yourself as much as you possibly can, and from make sure you are having the radioactive detoxes as much as you can. And we'll talk about that again here on Tando, with some of the methods and some of the things that you could do to mitigate some of that heavy metal in that radioactive material that's there. But some of it, once it gets into your, like plutonium, once it gets into your lungs, that's it. You're going to have major radioactive poisoning that is not going to be easily dealt with, nor can you get that out of your system as easily. It's almost guaranteed that it will destroy your lungs. So just one particle of that. So, and this is some of the stuff that's being spewed into the upper atmosphere. So we'll take a look at that as well in another show. Next article from RT International. Iran's Khomeini. Trump shows real face of America in his first speech since the inauguration of Donald Trump as U.S. president. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini said that the Republic has shown the real face of America to the world. We've We are thankful to Trump for making our lives easier, as showed the real face of America, the Khomeini told in a meeting of military commanders in Tehran. Check out that article as well. Next one from this one comes from the independent.co.uk. Theresa May defies Israel's leader Benjamin Netanyahu with vow of support for Iran's nuclear deal. May has stood firm in her commitment to the Iranian nuclear deal despite pressure from Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu for fresh sanctions on Tehran in a visit to Downing Street just days after the Iran test-fired a ballistic missile. Mr. Bibi, who's known as Bibi, said responsible nations should follow Donald Trump's lead to head off Iran's aggression. So check out that article. This is all part of the destabilization program that's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Next article. This one also is from The Guardian. Fukushima nuclear reactor radiation, the highest level since 2011 meltdown. So Fukushima is really kicking up, ladies and gentlemen. Next article from the express.co.uk. Warning to Trump. China flexes military muscle with 500 warship Navy looming on the horizon. China is refusing to back down over President Donald Trump's apparent interest in the interfering with the ongoing turf war in the South Sea of China. The Chinese president, national being economically stronger, it has the money and the capability to massively expand its armed forces. That is exactly what the Chinese Communist Party is doing. So check out that article. Because this thing is going to continue to move into a measure of deterioration until the all-out military confrontation between the United States and China is going to make itself apparent, in my opinion, and in the very, very near future. So check out that article. You see, since Chinese New Year's is over, China is now definitely doing different things, and we're going to talk about that later on, probably tomorrow, for tomorrow's show. We'll cover that also in what's in the news. Next article from Taz, and this is a Russian publication out of Russia.com. And it says, snap check of Russian aerospace forces begins Tuesday, February the 7th. A snap check of the Russian aerospace forces has begun on Tuesday morning by decision of Russia's President Vladimir Putin, the Russian Defense Minister said. So everyone is really, really ramping up and preparing their overall military for war. Check out this article, and it has a lot of good stuff there, some other stuff that we'll carry as well in regards to this. So check out that. Next article, this comes from International Business Times, IBT.com. Is Russia going to war? Moscow announced surprise check of aerospace forces on Putin's order as NATO carry out drills in the Black Sea. Russia is carrying out an unannounced inspection of its aerospace forces Tuesday on the orders of President Vladimir Putin, which is another play into that overall article. So check out that. Know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, because this is going to continue to destabilize. Next article from USA Today. Emmett Till's accuser admits she lied. What now? Ms. Carolyn Bryant has admitted she lied when she testified in 1955 that Emmett Till touched her, a lie she repeated to the FBI decades ago. Lying to the FBI is a crime, so it's obstruction of justice. Both carry up to 5 years in prison. So check out that article on the lady that lied on Emmett Till and the overall what happened to Emmett from that overall engagement. So check out that article. just history showing how destructive this nation has been and how it continues to be that way, because not much has changed at all. So, next article comes from the Dallas News. Tornadoes hit New Orleans, southern Louisiana. One of the warnings described a very large, extremely dangerous, and potentially deadly twister south of Hampden, Louisiana. The National Storm Protective Center Protection Center in Norman, Oklahoma, said 2.7 million people in part of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama would be at the highest risk of severe weather on Tuesday, and those tornadoes came out with over 7 tornadoes that touched down in Louisiana yesterday. So check out that article as well. And so now that's some of the articles that's what's in the news. And today's show on Wise Wednesday is diverse times require greater focus. And let me check to make sure that Brother Davis is there. And yep, Brother Davis is there. Okay, got you, Scotty. So we're all ready for Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. So everyone definitely chime in at the appropriate time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with Brother Davis, please call. And the number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. As we always say, you know, the luxuries that we have to be able to have Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network and Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, we won't have that opportunity in the future, because I do believe that one of the things that will happen is that the overall grid will go down, and or it will be shut down, and it will be difficult to have different outlets. And what the questions that you may have now as to how you should be looking at different things from your particular standpoint in your particular circumstances, this is always use this opportunity to ask your questions and to really get prepared for some of the things that are coming down the pipe, and they're already starting to unfold, because we have a right now we are in the pre-stages before I believe major events start to kick off, and we want you to be as prepared as you possibly can be, and this requires a dialogue between Tando Radio Show and you. So definitely engage in the show, engage in the network, so that we can help you with some of the things that you may need help with, or any questions or concerns that you may have. It's better to ask now and then have yourself prepared for the advent of events. So with that being said, Brother Davis, if you're ready, you can go ahead and unmute yourself, and we'll get ready with today's show. And looking forward to the always having Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. So much information, so much great information and things that we should be actively practicing, and I truly, truly do appreciate Wise Wednesday. So with that being said, we're ready for Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis, we're ready to go. Okay, we lost Brother Davis, so he will be calling back in a minute, and once he calls back, we'll go straight to him. So whenever you get back on, Brother Davis, just jump in. So until then, here we go. There's Brother Davis. There we go. All ready, Brother Davis. Just see if I can unmute. Brother Davis, whenever you're ready, you can just unmute yourself, and we're good to go. I guess Brother Davis may be having a little phone.
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend.
There he is.
Can you hear me now? All
Davis.
Right.
Yes, sir. All ready to go.
Well, I'm excited, brothers and sisters, because tonight we're talking about facilitating ourselves again. And the reason why is because we have to learn to make ourselves the principal. What is the principal? The principal is whatever we want to do for us. You see, we get caught up in so many different aspects of society that we fail to realize that we never really get around to servicing ourselves with the things we want to do, because we become victim of the program. So tonight, I want you to make yourself the priority. And some people, when I say that, they'll say the first thing out their mouth is, well, I always have. But when you have it, in reality, your thoughts move with the aspect of interference. See, we come from ignorance. So if you're watching TV or radio, these things are constantly hitting you with images and sounds. So therefore, they're programming you to do certain things. And although you may not think that you're making a decision that you want, you're really not making a decision that you want. You're making a decision that's been planted in you. The best part about loving is understanding what is love. And in order to understand what is love, you have to get in yourself. Why do you have to get into yourself? Because if you can't love you, it's impossible for you to love other people. How do you love you? It's like making you the priority. Putting yourself in a place that is quiet, where you're not disturbed, where you can listen to you. You see, the confusion that is in the atmosphere that fluctuates around us is there for a reason, because it doesn't want you to count, doesn't want you to focus on you. Why? Because when you focus on you, you don't follow any of the programs. And sadly enough, some people function better when they follow in the programs, because they don't want to make decisions for themselves. I know that seems odd, but in reality, there are a group, or a large group of us, who are waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. Perfect example, if you go into a store and you purchase something and you see a bunch of lines, you are programmed to go and get in line. Those people who are independent are looking, independent thinkers are looking around to see what the other alternatives are. So what do? They make what's called a self-service line, so that you can service yourself in order to get out. But in reality, you're still running a program. If you decide that you want to do something different, you must think out the box. One of the things that my wife once told me, I didn't realize this, but she said there's certain cash registers at Walmart that literally you can move right to the front of the line at if there's somebody at that booth. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, perfect example. We got 7 items. Let's walk over to the jewelry counter. Let's walk over to electronics, because they have registers. Now, see, one of the dynamics of a woman is that she learns how to utilize her time as well as her dollar. See, most men, when they grab what they want, they go get a line, because they know that sooner or later the line will dwindle down and they will get the chance to process out. Where women, who literally have a system about the way they shop, will do it. My wife told me, let's just walk by the jewelry counter. Let's walk around the gardens, because those cash registers, in most cases, are a lot shorter lines, if any line. And you know, the sad part about it is that we look right at the jewelry counter, and we look right at the electronics, the sportswear, and we know we're about to check out, but don't even think about checking out those places. See, the system is designed to function on their behalf. So when you go to sporting section, you buy something for sporting section, they literally want to have a cash register back there. Why? Because then that saves you from walking to the front of the store to cash out. Plus, if you cash out there, you have more incentive to walk back through the store to leave and buy something else. There's always a philosophy that is at work when you're outside you. So let's incorporate a philosophy that we incorporate for our daily lives. Or let's call it something basic, my priority. Okay? Now, in my priority, the first thing you have to do is you have to find you. Where are you with emotion? Are you one of those type of people who, when you see drama, you stop and look? Or are you one of those type of people that keep it moving because you got your own plan? You understand how I said that? Because if you're one of those people who stop and look, you literally have stopped working your plan. and you're now caught up in the program of another plan that was initiated by your emotion. Why? Because the thought was for you to do this and move on. But in reality, because a lot of us are drama or dramatic people, when we see it, we stop. And when we stop, we find ourselves looking at this drama when it has nothing to do with us. And the sad part about it is that we don't see what we're truly doing is wasting our time. Absolutely. When you think of all the things that you could be doing instead of sitting there watching somebody else's drama, and then when it finally occurs to you, you're ready to get off into it. But how many times has it taken longer to occur to you? See what I'm saying? That's time that you can utilize for other things in the course of your priority. How many of you have seen people that when you're out that are doing things like, you know, Christmas time, you got the guy that clings the bell so he can get money from you, or you see the Girl Scouts selling cookies, okay? Those sort of things are may not be in your plan, but because of emotion, and I'm keep coming back to emotion for a reason. Because of emotion, it may set you off on a course of action that was not originally in your plan.
And that course of action, when you get a chance.
Okay, and that course of action could be to your advantage or to your disadvantage. Okay, Brother Dave, come on.
Man, Brother Davis, I'm so glad that you're having this show, this part of the show, because this is so, so important. And I definitely implore, this is one of the things that is definitely one of the shows that you need to be calling it and definitely hearing over and over again. Because what Brother Davis is going to be doing, I know it's so critical for you to prioritize yourself. You know, Brother Davis, one of the things that you really could see that as a clear example, and I know you see this, is that if you're on the freeway and there's an accident on one side of the freeway, the other side of the freeway is always backed up way and beyond people's own and best interests, especially when there's nothing that you can do to assist what's going on over there. And one of the things that I do to train myself, and I was just thinking about this a week or two ago, and this is how we resonate so closely, Brother Davis. This is why I love you and Sister Davis so much, is that I've taught myself from years ago to whenever there's an accident on the other side of the freeway, by all means, don't look. Fight that impulse to look, because that is when something goes wrong in the future, I need to be focusing on the other surrounding things, on what I need to do to get away from that. And that is breaking that cycle of us doing things that we've been trained to do. We don't need to see everything, especially when something goes awry. When something goes wrong, really wrong, you have the precious golden minutes to get yourself out of harm's way. In the initial phases, if you're looky-looing and your mouth is dropped, looking and staring at everything, you've just wasted that opportunity for you to have a successful retreat or fleeing or protecting yourself and your family in the appropriate time frame. Man, fantastic, Brother Davis.
Absolutely, David. You pointed out the perfect example. We see this all the time because we call them looky-loos. They don't benefit by it, and in most cases, they cause other accidents. That's why I was telling you about being able to control your emotions so that you can avoid that. Because once you start that action, you set in effect a chain reaction. And that chain reaction is caused by the fact that you are taking the time to do something that you would not have ordinarily done unless your mindset sees that thing that is attractive to your attention, i.e. the drama. Now, I'm pointing that out as one aspect, but this goes into a plethora of areas. Why? Because you have a plethora of points of emotion. You see, a lot of times we don't even identify that different things can trigger us. Perfect example, you let yourself be in a store and somebody steps on your toes and is just ignorant about it. Now, you may or may not say something to them. Oh, but it's going to bother you because this person had the audacity to step on your foot and act like you didn't even notice. Do you understand that dynamic? Now, somebody steps on your foot. You're going emotionally, if they would have turned around and said, oh, excuse me, my mistake, pardon me or whatever, most people, they adjust to that. You know why? Because their mind has taught them to identify that this was a mistake, and they haven't. But when you get those type of people that look at you like you stuck your foot under where they were stepping, the dynamic changes altogether. So we have to understand the importance of being able to control our thought process so that we do not become victimized by the very thing that has caused the immediate problem in the first place. And that is the aspect that someone did something that they didn't really apologize for. And the sad part about it is because we're emotional people, we react. And when we react, we may react in a way that the person who did the infraction does not like. So, in the meantime, what we should be doing is moving forward with the fact that let's look out for me. Okay? Yeah, my foot's not broken. I'm not going to let that ruin my day. Because some people do. Some people take their drama to another level. And we're saying we don't have to. Why? Because now we're focusing on us, but we're trying to achieve. So if you're going to hit wood with wood, all you're going to do is hit something hard. What we want to do is keep our day moving so that we can enjoy the blessing of the day. And when we enjoy the blessing of the day, then we can keep it right on moving, right on. You know why? Because nothing has happened that's going to change my feeling good. It's going to change the idea that I'm out here, I want to get some things done. After I get the things done, maybe I meet my wife or some friends and have maybe some drinks or maybe go out to dinner. But now my philosophy is never let someone's attitude change your altitude. Now, why do I say it like that? Because in the meantime, you've allowed something that you have no control over, which is another person, to affect your frame of mind of experiencing the joy of your outing. Why? Because you didn't take control. You didn't prioritize to the degree that you're not going to let that bother you. One of the reasons why we have to focus, and I keep using emotion, is because we're programmed to be emotional people. Oh, most people, the person may say, oh, no, not me. I have this under control. I have that. No, you have. When it comes to emotion, somebody can trigger something in you by saying the wrong thing or saying the right thing the wrong way. You know why? Because we have not gotten our ego in check. What do you mean by getting your ego in check? Well, we could separate what is happening to us from what we're trying to do. And we don't have to let what is happening to us control the experience of what we're trying to do. And in this day and age, with all that's going on in the world, we need to make ourselves the priority immediately. You see, I hear people talking about prepping and everything. Yeah, well, that is good, and it's always good to be prepared. But you have to prepare your frame of mind in order for you to attain what it is within your grasp. Now, why do I say it like that? Because some people feel, well, you know, prepping is economically, it's a pressure to me. Well, we always say start where you are. But you're looking at it from another perspective. You're not looking at it from your perspective. You're looking at it from the perspective of so-and-so says he has. or such and such as she has, and I want. Well, your perspective may should be, now, do I need that? And do I have the resources to get that? And if I don't have the resources to get that, what can I do to get by without it? You see, these are logical questions. That when we begin to ask ourselves these questions, we begin to change our behavior patterns. Because, see, a lot of people do not want to accept the fact that everything outside of you is chaos. And that's why they have all of these rules and regulations, because they want you to see that they have a way of controlling the chaos. But in reality, when you get out there, it's like, you know, you've been in places where you know this is just crazy. You know, every year I kind of get a kick out of watching the news during the holiday time, because some people literally feel that a material thing is worth putting your life in jeopardy for. Now, you've seen in the news, you've seen them knocking down and crawling over and stepping on. I always ask myself, where are we going as a human race when we find that we covet something material more than we covet other humans? And we see it every day. Why do we see it every day? Because it's put in our face. Especially with the media system the way it is. There's never been a media system designed to not function off drama. And if you look at it, every time the news comes on, the first thing you get, drama. Why? It stimulates the emotion. And when the emotion is stimulated, you watch. And they feel like they got your attention. And believe me, a lot of this is by design. Because at this time, they may insert something in your thought process that you may not have thought about before, but now makes sense. Okay? Perfect example. Say a young girl is walking down the street. She was accosted by somebody trying to pull her in the car. Well, her father might have said, listen, I'm going to give you a 2-inch-long penknife. Now, you use this penknife in case you got to cut twine or trim something, and just as a whittling tool. This is not unusual. Because you ever see people with a piece of wood and they're just whittling away at it to spare some time? Well, she pulled his penknife out and she was able to subdue her assailant because he didn't expect that. Well, during the course of the news, now you're thinking, wow, that makes sense. Never thinking about if the person's parent taught them how to do this. And if so, how are they holding it so it doesn't become a problem for them? There are dynamics that are involved that we don't even get taught to. But yet, we can see how that played a particular role in that girl's circumstance, her incident, which worked out well for her. So we have to start seeing what we in ourselves possess. You see, in the quiet time when there's nothing around, there's no noise and there's no confusion, you could sit there by yourself and evaluate your day. Many don't. And I threw that in there right away. Many don't want to evaluate your day. You know why? How many times have you heard this? Oh, I'm so glad that day's over. How many times have you heard, oh, wow, I got to get up and go to work? You know what? I've taught myself things in order to not be bogged by what's called mind dullness. And that's what it is. Your mind goes dull because of a circumstance you know you have to deal with. And in mind dullness, anything can happen. And sometimes it gets your attention and other times it doesn't. And we all experience mind dullness. So it's not like any one person has the market on this. No. Mind dullness can lead to depression. It can lead to oppression. It can lead you from joy to sorrow in a short period of time. Because it taps into your emotions. You see how I keep coming back to emotions? See, what I'm trying to get you to understand and I'm really taking my time with this, because the first half of this show really is to get you to understand that you do have control over something that is manipulating how you're operating on a daily basis, which is your emotions. Okay? You do have control over something which makes you make the decisions to your advantage, which is your thought process. How do you keep those negative things from coming into your mind and have an influence on your decision? You see, we are a great, great people. Not just as human beings, we're great people because we begin to understand the importance of making us the priority. We've been the victims for long enough. I mean, you think about our history. We have been the victims because we have not been taught this. These lessons that I'm giving you are really the basic foundation of your spiritual nature. These were a part of your life and your birthright years ago. But we were never taught to focus on them because we were led to believe to emulate. Now, I know some of you are saying, wow, because I go to work every day and I try to fit in. And when I try to fit in, I'm emulating people that I want to accept me. Think about that for a minute. So your thoughts, although you would like them to be independent, are programmed until you take control. And when you take control, the whole dynamic changes. Why does it change? Because now you're focusing on you. I like to drink alkaline water. Can I get it every day? Absolutely not. I'd love to, but I can't. So every chance I can, it's a priority to me. And I use myself because I want you to see the simplicity of it. Because not every time that I drink water do I have alkaline water. But I prefer it. So when I can get it, I have it. Because it brings life into my body. For those of you who don't know, an alkaline body is a body that disease cannot exist in. An acid-based body is a body that disease lodges in. Disease can grow in an acid-based body. That's a little side note. But the reason why I point that out to you is because I have to show you the value of my decision to want alkaline water. And see, you have value to your decisions, but you have to identify you first. Before you can begin to see the multitude of value that comes in to making you the person that you are. And I'm going to tell you something. We cannot look for others to show us our value. The reason being is because they will never see our value the way we see our value. You could see that in daily activity. You know you've gone places and somebody has said something or did something that affected you in an emotional way. It's how we deal with that that determines our value. And our value isn't determined by other people, because we determine our value. I was talking about emotion which before on the show when I was saying, you know, I try to tell young brothers, that whenever you get accosted by the cops, the first thing you want to do is to calm yourself. You don't want to get emotional. You want to, because of the fact that a lot of young brothers and sisters have been literally killed over traffic citations, we have to now teach our children these things. So in doing so, I have to create a value in them to understand the importance of getting home after one of these stops. So you don't, first thing they go, oh, I feel like they might have did it for any reason. Yes, they could have been racist. Yes, they could have been profiling. Yes, they could have been looking for a blue car and you was in a blue car today. It could be in any one of a number of things. But how we control our emotions will determine our priorities in it allows us to see our value to self. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't value me, that's fine. Because, especially if you don't know me. Because that way you haven't lost anything and I haven't lost anything. And the best part about that is that when you do get to know me, you might like what you see and vice versa. But until we open that door, please, don't open that door to just anybody. Because when you do that, you also devalue yourself, because that's like inviting danger into your life. Certain people do certain things you just don't want to be a part of. Then those people, you don't open that door to. Period. And I'm going to tell you, this got personal with me one time because I happened to be packing. Somebody didn't know it. When they did, that kind of rubbed them wrong. So I went, after about maybe 3 or 4 days, I asked him, I said, well, you know, what's up? I mean, you make your change. Well, you know, I didn't know you were packing. And it kind of bothered me. And I'm saying, okay, well, would you like to continue this conversation? Because, see, first of all, you never know how they're going to react. And then the person said, well, what is your need for that? And I said, well, earlier that day, I happened to be with my wife. And whenever I'm out with my wife, I do that because I don't want nobody to feel like they can intrude on what we're doing based on their thought process. And people do some crazy things. I mean, literally, people try to rob you. Some people just get ignorant. Because you may be enjoying your day, or you two look like you might be having a good time. I've even had people say, wow, you work together? Y'all together all the time? How is that? Well, I can't give it to you in a short period of time. But we're two personalities. We're building. Okay? So now, I might say this is a right angle, and she might say this is a square angle. But it's the conversation between the two opinions that allow us to cross the bridge to get the result that would be best suitable for that circumstance. But we have to be open for the conversation. So the person said, well, that still doesn't tell me why you carry a gun. That's because I don't want things to get out of control. Oh yeah, my wife should keep it back. I don't want things to get out of control. And plus, I don't want no harm to come to her. Or, and I don't want no harm to come to me. Depending on the environment. So, that is just a tool. Alright? Now, the reason why I point that out is because to some people, it wouldn't bother them at all. And to this person, it didn't. I had a certain degree of value I had attached to this person. And I wanted to maintain that relationship just on that level, because I respected that person like that. Okay. Now, in every situation that emotion comes into play, it will not give you any alarm. It won't give you a warning. Okay. Sometimes emotions just strike, and the reason why may be something that's totally out of your control, and it may not even be at you. You just may be in that environment, and it spills over. When people are not in control of their emotions, it spills over. That's why I tell the young brothers, first thing you do is calm yourself, because we don't want your emotion to spill over. Now, what happens when your emotion spills over? People that are observing it now interpret it. See, that's why so many young brothers and sisters are being victimized, because they're allowing that person that has the gun and the authority to interpret their action. And I'm so tired of hearing them say that after I interpreted their action, I feared for my life. And this was the only way I can contain the circumstance. Now, that is a lie. Why? Because the other person didn't have a gun. You had a gun. There is a level of control that you could have exercised that have kept everything in the realm of the authority. See what I'm saying? So when people are talking and they get emotional, sometimes you even step back. You know why? Because now you got to interpret. How far is this person going to go? Are they whacked out? I mean, I don't want to be victimized by the fact that this person ain't having a good day or whatever. You see what I'm saying? So we as a people, must first of all, we must make ourselves a priority, one, and we must examine ourselves. Why? Because we are better working on us than we are better than working in the world. Why? Because we have total control on working on us. So, you know, if you walk out that door, what's out that, what's beyond that door is out of your control. But you know, if you shut that door, you're in control of everything that is inside your sanctuary. Because that's really what it is. It gives you a shield, a shelter, or a sanctuary from what may be going on outside that you may not want to deal with. And that's how we must treat our bodies. We must treat our bodies so that we know that we are secure in our priorities. Now, remember what I said, there's chaos outside, but you can control that inside. So, and I've given you tools to do that. See, every one of my shows, I try to build on something or the last show. Now, why do I say or something? Because something in one of my shows or something that Dave is doing in his shows, there's something that you could take with you and add to the content that you already have to make you better. And see, that's what we really want to do. We want to be better people. Why? Because when you're a better person, you're a stronger person. In order to be a stronger person, you got to know something about yourself. See what I'm saying? You got to know when it's time to go and when it's time to stay. There's a concept of fight or flight. Now, here's what fight or flight means. Fight or flight means whenever you're in a situation where you're going to fight, your emotions kick in. Whenever you're in a situation you're going to flight, your emotions kick in. But here's the dynamic. Your body is communicating with your mind. So if you got to take flight, your body automatically starts sending energy to your legs. Why? Because that's what you're taking flight with. Okay? Now, here's the dynamic. If you are getting into a confrontation that you can't avoid, your body is taking these signals from your mind. So if you get into that, your body is sending energy to the limbs of your body that you may use. Now, you noticed it before, but you just didn't know what it was. Because you know when things happen, you got all tense because you didn't know if you had to be on offense or defense. Okay? That's your body communicating what your mind has already perceived. Same way with running. There's a number of people that I know that run track. In fact, my father-in-law was a rather good track runner. And I had said to him one day, I said, you know, I always wondered before you get in them bricks, what you doing? What's your frame of mind? And he said, well, you know, he said, I try to focus on me. I try to prepare my body for the run. I look at the distance. I try to get loose so that when I start really running and stretching out, I can get the demand from my body that I need. And I said, wow, you know, I play sports, but I never looked at it from that dynamic. You know what he told me? He said, I had to be taught that. So when I was taught that, I began to really understand how they came together. He said, and then we were taught to breathe. When they're running, they're breathing a certain way so they can get as much energy out of the oxygen to move to the parts of the body that they're utilizing for the competition. So your body is such a unique instrument, we must learn to control it. Because in this realm of time and space, which is what we call the hours of operation, this is the realm of time and space. And your body operates in it very fluently if you decided what you wanted to do that day. And if you haven't decided what you wanted to do that day, your body's waiting for you. Okay, perfect example. Same person doesn't have to go to work. He gets up, posted on the porch, smokes a cigarette or whatever, goes in the house and starts watching TV. It's just no great demand on the body. So when there's no great demand on the body picks up habits. Not all the habits that the body picks up are good, but not all the body habits that the body picks up are bad. But who determines that? You see what I'm saying? See how it comes back to you? How you have to take control? Now, I notice many a time in this process, a person sits down, they start talking to the TV. You know why? Because they had no program for their day. Oh, you see that, man? She did that to him. He did that to her. Wow. You know, that's cold-blooded. It has nothing to do with that person. But they just wasted their time in front of an amusement box. Because that's all TV can do is amuse and program. That's it. You ever go to a amusement park? Can you step in this line over here? That's $35 to get in. No, this doesn't cover the food. But here we put this string on you, and you can get on all of the rides that are above this size. You see, they have a diagram and a plan that they expect you to fit into so that the park can function the way it wants to. Well, the TV is the same way. The TV can't do anything until you turn it on. So when you turn it on, are you turning it on for entertainment? Or are you turning it on because you think it can teach you something? Because many people do. You know, and especially with these TV shows on now, Empire and all these here, I don't even think that, what's the latest show that came on? I can't even think of it. I don't watch a lot of TV, so I don't really know the shows. But you know, they got clubs for them now. And these clubs, these people got their strong opinions about something that's not going to give them a dime, and only waste their time. So I'm hoping you guys are understanding the dynamic of self. Because as we move into the next level of the show, I'm going to encourage you to call. And the reason why I encourage you to call is because this is the time that we need to have diagram. I mean, we need to have dialogue. Why? Because dialogue opens the door for our understanding to do other things. And what are those other things? Well, tonight, those things are to focus on who we are, the role we play, and what we like most about ourselves, and most of all, what we could do to improve who we are, and what we could do to identify who we are. This is Brother Davis. This is Wise Wednesdays, and I'm going to tell you something. I have been fighting at the bit to open the door to this conversation. Because we need to take our lives back so that we can form groups that are going to be able to do something positive as we move into the future. Because if we don't, we become the victims. This is Brother Davis of the Wise. We need to pick up your phones and call in. And I'll be right back after this commercial.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Hey, Brother Davis, Hey, Brother Davis, real quick, I just got to bring some real quick breaking news. Iran has just tested another ballistic missile. So this is just a heads up for everyone staying aware as to what's going on. This is going to rapidly deteriorate the overall standing that we have grown accustomed to as being the norm. So just wanted to interject that.
Well, that's good, because actually I'm going to tell you, that's that's there's a lot of things that are happening that we have no control over, and that is definitely one of them. Okay, I want to encourage you to give us a call here at 866-510-9025, because in this portion, I want to talk to directly to the emotions. Why? Because the mind moves in different ways, but the mind makes decisions also. So we don't want the mind to move in a manner that is going to make a decision that isn't good for the person. Why? Because that mistake, that decision may be a mistake. There's some important points in dealing with a dull mind. You have negative thoughts and feelings. How are you handling it? It is important to view negative thoughts and feelings as well as adverse conditions and as in life changes. And we know adverse conditions come. We know that emotions transition. Highs, lows, goods, bad, love, hate. See, we incorporate the negative with the positive. Why? Because we're still looking for who we are. So if we don't like where we are or what we see in the mirror, then we got a lot of work to do. But we can't do it through somebody else. Oh, that can be an attribute to the growth process. But literally, this is work that you have to do yourself. And it's everybody should do it. Will they? Oh, a lot of people won't. So they'll walk around angry. You met them. Miserable. You've met them. You know why? Because they don't mind showing you. Good morning. What's good about it? You heard that before. So the dynamic of us being able to make a difference should be a priority in us, because that difference must be us. Okay? I'm not telling you that you must be a goody two-shoes, that you must always walk on the right, that you must respect everybody regardless of how they step on your foot, kick you, or slap you in the face. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we must put ourselves in a position in which we are in control of all of our mental faculties. And at any time, we can have understanding, we can have gentleness, we can have forgiveness, just as well as we can have those other things. We have to be patient. The very key, the essence of growth in any stage of your life, the root of that growth will be patience. Let me repeat that again. So we have total clarity, because that intrudes on some people's thought process. The roots of any aspect of growth in your life will be directly connected to your patience. It will empower you. It will enable you. It will teach you mystical wisdoms that you never knew you possessed. Why? Because you will become open to understand, if it didn't affect me and it didn't hurt me, why should it bother me? Let me say that again. If it didn't affect me and it didn't hurt me, why should it bother me? Now, the thought of that is, well, what if this is a bill collector and it's a door? Now, that doesn't affect you immediately till you open that door. You see, so there are parameters, so people are going to see the world the way they want to see the world. But we, when working on ourselves, we have to first find understanding with ourselves. And understanding will not last forever. Because you can understand something very clearly over here, but have no understanding at all of something over there. So, the only way to six, the whole is to bring fresh understanding. Now, let me clear that up. If you're going through something, it's like digging a hole, okay? You're digging this hole, and you're digging this hole, and you think, well, if I keep digging this hole, maybe it'll change. No, it won't change. You know why? Because you haven't changed the perspective. How do you change the perspective? If you're digging a hole, the way you change the perspective is you bring in fresh dirt and you fill the hole. And you're asking yourself, why would I fill the hole when I'm digging a hole? Well, the hole you're digging, if it's emotional, it's only going to fester and become a bigger hole. And that's just going to cause you to withdraw even more. And then all of those other things that are attribute to whatever it is that is festering are going to come into play. What is that? Well, say you're festering because you missed the bus. Next body come by here, you're sitting at the bus stop, it's a rainy day. Things just start multiplying. Because remember, in the first place, you just missed the bus. Now you're sitting at the bus stop, you missed the bus, and it's a rainy day. So now you're sitting at the bus stop on a rainy day, waiting for the bus, and the car goes by, and they splash with water. You see, because your mindset didn't change, your circumstance evaluated and built on your mindset. So if you're in a nasty mood, why would you expect something to change that mood if you're not initiating something to do it yourself? You know, I want to give you a little insight here. You cannot do the same thing over and over, day after day, and expect a different result. You have to do something different to get a different result. And that's what makes you the priority. You see, the truthfulness is important because life is meaningless without you being truthful. Nothing real can be truly known if it's an illusion. Let me say that again, because we watch commercials every day. Nothing real can be truly known if it's an illusion, because it's an illusion. Truth in your time of learning you will help you identify you. And this is the purpose of making yourself the priority, by learning you. I never really give a lot of thought to this, but one day my granddaughter said, "Pop, Pop, my favorite color is green." I said, "Justice, green." She said, "Yes, and Jules' favorite color is blue." And, you know, it got me thinking, what is my favorite color? So, you know, my favorite color is beige. Maybe it's because I'm dark-skinned, you know what I mean? It's almost big. But then I asked my wife about that, and she's had an earth tone. But when I ask her that, understand, it's a dynamic of learning ourselves that we don't tap into because it's so simplistic that we have forgot the importance. And in fact, my wife, you want to be a part of this? Because that's a good point. My wife was saying, that's why relationships don't last. It's because they overlook the little things that carry a certain degree of importance that other person may not have felt to add value, but it did to the person who brings it to your attention. And these are things we learn about each other. Now, in making yourself the priority, you want to enjoy all your feelings. You want to be secure in yourself. You want to be reflective on your true happiness, where it comes from and how you discover the enjoyment of it. Sometimes you just want to be able to go experience it again. You know, I have this thing about apple pies. Now, it may not appear to be much, but I like a good apple pie. I have been literally moving away from them because I'm becoming more food conscious. But sometimes when I go by, I might be thinking, I wonder. Because, see, there's a my wife said, "Oh, I wonder." I said, "I wonder." She said, "How natural is it?" But I always had, as a child coming up, when we had desserts, we had things that could be spread around. There were seven of us. And my grandmother used to make these apple pies, boy. And I could taste, it's like I'm there. The image of it is so powerful in my mind. Sometimes I feel like I could taste it. But that's the power of making ourselves the priority. I'm trying to get you to understand that you are not a one-dimensional dynamic. Okay? And the reason why is because I want you to see that because you have desires, you have wants, you have needs, you have to determine all of these things. And a lot of times, how you determine them will be also determine what you will do to attain them and how far you will go to attain them. Now, see, I just told you about my grandma's apple pie. Now, I have tasted some apple pies that got totally disappointed. Totally disappointed. As a matter of fact, years ago, my wife makes these great liver and onions. I used to eat liver and onions. I went to a restaurant one time, and I was out of town. And this was years ago. And they had on the menu liver and onions. Oh, man. My taste buds got to popping. I'm thinking, oh, my wife makes these liver and onions that's banging. I said, yeah, okay, well, Pat, give me an order of them liver and onions. It came out and it looked so good. I mean, they had the rice on it and the gravy was all over it. So you know that just that gravy was just going to be absorbed in that rice and that liver was just going to slice off so tenderly and just melt in your mouth. Well, brother, I picked up that knife and I got to cutting my liver down to little bite-sized slices so I could get me a little rice, a little gravy, a little liver on the fork. I kicked back, stuck that in my mouth, and oh, what did I do that for? Because it had nothing. It tastes nothing like how my mind had conceived through the way I had perceived. Understand how I said that? It tastes nothing like how my mind had conceived, like the way I had conceived. Because I'm going to tell you, so that liver and onion was so bad, I think I might have had two bites. I paid for it because I ordered it. You know how the social things are. I went out to the truck because I was on the road then by myself. And I called my wife and I told her, I said, baby, I'm so sorry. She said, what you sorry about? I said, I had some liver and onions and all I could think of was yours. And when I tasted it, it was theirs. So understand the dynamic of how I'm trying to give you all of this stuff that plays a role on how emotions allow you to negotiate your thought process. If you allow your thought process to stand firmly on the criteria of your decision, then you're fine. Absolutely fine. But when you allow emotion then, oh, emotions, they change the dynamic immensely. Immensely. I had a sister tell me one time that she don't fall in love with men. Wait a minute. What do you mean? Because now, you know, this day and age, you might go anywhere. She said, no, I'm at the stage right now where I just get so disappointed. I said, why is that? She said, well, they're just never what they say they are. I said, oh, so you have an expectation. She said, yeah, but, you know, it's really not fair because you hear all of this stuff. Where do you hear it from? Well, you see it on TV. See, these are all programs. And she was building her expectation off programs that had nothing to do with her. You see, she wanted a perfect example. I heard this on the radio one day. She wanted an LL Cool J, but she looked like Precious. Okay? Now, not to say that's bad, but I want to give you the dynamic of if you want an LL Cool J, you got to present yourself in a manner that you're worthy of that. And a lot of times, we don't give that any thought at all. Because although Precious may have very well been worthy, her mind was not there. You understand what I'm saying? When I say her mind was not there, because she walked around, as you've seen the Precious portray herself. She looked down on herself. she had a low self-continence. Even when she spoke pleasant, it could have been very easily interpreted in a negative way. So we have work to do. Not saying that Precious could not be a very delightful person, but in the character that she portrayed, she was not ready for what she wanted. I point that out because a lot of times we as people fail to make the connection between our emotions and what we want, need, desire, or would like to have. Because a lot of times we disconnect from ourselves. Now, women will identify this more so than men. Because women, when they go out, they're prepared for that guy who they want to meet. And they prepare for that guy they don't want no time with. So I had said to somebody one day, I said, well, what do you mean by that? They said, well, if I want to meet him, I tell him who I am. If I don't want to meet him, I tell him I'm somebody else. Get out of here. And if I want to meet him, I'll give him my real phone number. If I really don't want no time with him, I'll give him my fake phone number. I said, oh, wow, this is a deep, dark nerve. But this was her way of being able to structure herself so that her comfort zone would not be disturbed. And after she began to tell me some of her experiences, I could understand that. We see this every day on Facebook. You know, there's people on Facebook ain't now nothing like who they are. And if you go into their page, they got a page of 2-3 paragraphs, maybe no pictures. So that tells you that whoever they are may not be who they want you to think they are. That's why I take Facebook and internet with a grain of salt. If you're not doing your own due diligence, you're subject to be victimized by someone's cunning. And that's real talk. So, just like it's going on outside of you, you must control it inside of you. Now, I only spoke about truth dealing with inside of you. But we all know that not everybody is truthful with themselves. Because they're living in an area of delusion that allows them to think something they tell you, which they may not be at all. That's what they call personal deception. Now, people don't want to accept the fact that they deceive themselves, but many do every day. And the reason why is because it serves their purpose. They don't want to know the truth. I know somebody, I love them to death. Good people. But they think they got an associate's degree. And when you ask them, oh yeah, well, I got mine from the University of such and such. But they could never show you an associate's degree, nor do they have the ability to articulate themselves that they have that type of education. But yet and still, in certain circles, he does very well, or she does very well. So therefore, that illusion that they're living under literally is like a cloud. Wherever they go, they can spread that cloud or contract that cloud. Spread that cloud or contract that cloud. And that's how truth is. Because truth is on one side of your brain and deception is on the other side of the brain. If you can't control the deception side, it'll overpower truth. And if you are in control of yourself and your personal growth, your truth will overpower your deception. But in reality, they both live there. Why? Because you're aware of them both. You ever make a decision and you know, well, you know, I want this. I really, really want this. But this money you got in your hand is your telephone bill money. But you really, really want this. See, that's the duality of that same principle. Because in truth, you know that's your telephone bill money. And if you pay that telephone bill, you ain't got to worry about that. But you really want this. So the deception says to you, well, you know what? We can pay that telephone bill in 2 weeks. And we could also get what we want. You see, that's what makes desire and will powerful. in the duality of one human. Because we have gone at war with each other. I know I have. Because in order for me to reach a point where I can grow beyond the person I was, I had to go to war with me. Why? Because there's certain things that me wanted. And in me, when I was alone, I had no problem. You know why? Because I could get them and deal with the repercussions that comes. But when I got married, it was not necessary for me to deal like that. What it was necessary for me to do was make more money. You see how the dynamic flipped? I didn't say I wasn't going to get it. I just had to make more money so that I could still meet the needs of my family and even possibly do a few extras for them. But those were my priorities. It is so important for us to prioritize ourselves so that we can become secure, not only in us as men, but as people that are fitting into a mold called humanity. What is going on outside of you may not have anything to do with you. But those things that do have something to do with you are a greater part of you. So you really want to get them the attention. So to me and my wife, we look at health as being our wealth. So we work at trying to stay as healthy as we can, and we look at each other, and you know the proverbial question, how do I look in this? Oh, that's hurt you. And when we're honest with each other, we can get along very well. Because I'm going to tell you something. My wife likes to present herself well, and I enjoy every minute of it. Now, sometimes I may not rise to her occasion, so she got to be honest with me. And she'll say, you know, baby, I would rather you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Now, the reason why is because she's working on me just like I'm working on me, but she's working on me from a different perspective. She's working from the perspective of my wife, okay?
And vice versa.
And vice versa. And the reason being is because that's what makes a marriage work. If I was looking at her for a flavor, what happens when that flavor has lost its savor? Because, see, people marry nowadays without giving thought to the content or the duality of the individual. There are certain things that she said to me that I grew into, and certain things I said to her that she grew into. Now, the real dynamic is, as you grow, you begin to put yourself more and more of a priority. You know why? Because you're focused on truth. Truth in you, so that when that truth comes out of you, there's no mistake how you feel. Okay? That's why when people say to me, yeah, good morning, I say, good morning. How are you today? I am superb. Now, if they never heard that before, they might think that's a joke. That's how I am every day. Why? Because I enjoy the life that I live. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Do I have ups and downs? Absolutely. Am I any different from you? I mean, I'm trying to get you to understand that the dynamic that makes us the great company that we are is the dynamic that makes us company to ourselves. And I'm going to tell you, I am not beyond kicking back, throwing some headsets on, or picking up a book and disappearing. I mean, when I say disappearing, I mean my mind is into the aspect of what I'm doing. And every once in a while, if my wife has something to say, she'll tap me on the shoulder, and sometimes she'll just disappear. Go out the door and wave. I'll take your earphone off and say, what's up, baby? Well, I'm going to run down the street to the store. I'm going to go over to such and such house for a little bit. That's only extending the courtesy to me that I extend to her. So that's the joy we share. See, in principle, when you respect yourself, all of those people who have a sincerity about being in your company is going to respect you. And it's going to come out. So we must learn to prioritize ourselves first. And when we prioritize ourselves first, we can easily move in and out of this system. Because I'm going to tell you something. I heard people, a lot of people talk about Trump. Guess what? We've lived under racist presidents before. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't see where Trump's the exception. He's another racist president. Now, he might be a little cooler than some others, but that's the reality we live in. In the next half hour, and I'm encouraging you to call, and you know why I told you before, well, call brings dialogue. And dialogue allows me to open myself up to other areas of conversation that I may have had available but never got to because of trying to be explanatory. So the number here is 866-510-9025. Let me repeat that, 866-510-9025. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and the name of tonight's show is about making you the priority. Because when you become the priority, you can see yourself much clearer. You will know what you want and be able to go after it according to the level of your need. And I say according to the level of your need because a lot of times, there's sometimes we want something that we really don't need. And then after we go out after it and put a certain amount of time, you know, I really don't need this. And you might have said that just before you made that investment to have it. Or you might have said that after you got it and realized it's not what you want. But at least you're growing. And that's the main thing for us to grow. So in this next half hour, please pick up your phones and call. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we are the first example to those who are our children. Don't forget, pick up your phones. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, this is Brother Davis, and we're back. Now, I've encouraged you to call because I wanted you to understand in your calls that the work that I'm trying to get you to understand is how to empower oneself through knowing oneself. Because your gifts in this world have not been exposed in this world of time and space. You see, at night when you go to sleep, and you might have heard me talk about this before, you dream, and your dreams are so real that sometimes you wake up thinking that you're still in the dream. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is that you are so multidimensional that if you have been trained well enough and you have grown wise enough, you can literally walk with authority in both worlds. Why would you want to walk with authority in your dream world? Well, that's a great question that someone didn't call to ask, but I'll answer it. You see, in your dream world, you do things and communicate people that do not or no longer exist in the world of time and space. In your dream world, you have done everything from flown literally through the air, tossed your thought across the room, and manipulated. And in the dream world, that's not called manipulation. But I'm trying to give you an understanding of the power. See, in the time and space world, you're limited. In your dream world, you are unlimited. if you know how to control yourself. Because that requires an obedience. It transforms itself. And the best part about that transformation is then you really begin to understand the limitless power that you possess. But if you are not prepared to make the decision of duality of your mind, then how can you be prepared to make a decision in the limitless time and space of a dream? Because, see, there you have no limits. In the time and space, you have limits because you live within the confines. But when you learn to break those confines, you can live within it according to how people perceive you. But if they don't really know you, you freely move around and do whatever you want to do. Now, I'm trying to get you to understand that regardless of what's going on around you, that it's not out of control until you lose control.
Brother Davis, I
and when you lose... Okay, brother, come on, Scott.
Hey, I would like to get your opinion on this, and this is along with, like, the headline for tonight's program where you're talking about keeping our focus, especially when we got so many things coming at us, not just the everyday things dealing with life that we have to deal with, like paying rent, acquiring the things, the basic necessities, and what have you. But on the social political scale, and especially the way Dave shares news that a lot of people don't realize can impact them at a blink of an eye. And just, I find a lot of black people specifically, but people in general, but black people specifically, because that's the community I concern myself with, since I'm a part of it. But I'm finding that, and this has probably always been the case, and I just really wasn't paying attention until I got into, you know, what I do with media. But I'm noticing a lot of black people, they lose their focus whenever the person or the subject matter deals with race and what have you. And it leads to emotionalism, and it leads to making decisions that aren't really based on logic, aren't grounded in reality, but are simply rooted in emotionalism. Have you noticed the same thing? And what can we do to combat that emotionalism that our people get distracted with? Not saying that they shouldn't be concerned about racism. Of course they should be. But when you get mired into the petty name calling and just being so emotional about these issues, I think it's just hard for us as a group to come up with an effective plan because we're dealing so much with emotions. Your thoughts, Brother Davis?
Oh, yes, Brother Scotty, great question. Great question. Fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take you someplace that you may or you may not have been before. We live dual lives. We have what's called a higher self and a lower self. You see, these things attack our lower self to hold us down, to keep us down on a, should I say, a animal level. And these emotions, they become combative because animals are taught aggression. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, even when they confront each other, they might walk around each other and they might peer at each other, but they're really trying to decide about each other. The sad part about it is the disadvantage with black people is they have been programmed so long to see themselves as subservient, they feel like they have to be the David against Goliath. But they've never asked themselves the basic question, what does this person do that I don't? They go to bathroom the same way? They eat the same way? The only thing that's different is the color of their skin. And you allowing them to control the program. So naturally, they don't want you to move above them, so that keeps you on your animal level. That's why the music that we hear debases our women. That's why the drugs they're putting in your water literally are turning masculine men feminine. That's why you have such a low level of vibration, because this is being pumped into our communities. So what do? We act like the animal. We can rise above that. But in order to rise above that, you got to have a relationship with self. Anytime emotion is the first thing you see, there's no relationship there. Because now he's out of control. But she's out of control. Because now they're not thinking, they're being emotional. They're reacting. And that's what they want. Because if you react, they can always give you something to react to. And I'm going to tell you, it's something like just basic stuff. You let a white guy walk by you, what you doing here, nigga? You're going to react. Why? Because the emotion kicks in. But if you turned around and said, are you talking to the mirror? And kept walking, he will realize that you turned his remark right around on him. By the time he realizes it, you can be going down the street and enjoying your day. But no. That would require something of your higher self. But since we have been so debased that we stay on that level of animal magnetism, that's the magnet they use to draw it out. You see, animals don't like to share their food. Understand, let me say this again, because we're getting pretty deep. Animals don't like to share their food unless they hunt in packs because they're prides. But when you're dealing with humans who can rationale, this brother wants to say something, who can literally rationale what they're trying to achieve, then you're allowing yourself to rise to a higher level. You're always going to have those type of people who are going to look for the animalism in those brothers and sisters that do not rise above their lower self. And they cater to that. Listen to the radio channels. Listen to the debasing shows. Listen to how they converse with each other. What they call the women that are supposed to bear their children to make sure that we do not go into extinction. If you cannot address a woman by her name, why call her outside of her name? But yet, that's been a part, an attribute to many of us. The sad part about that is that we're so quick to blame it on somebody else when we don't see that we caused the problem. When it comes to white people, they know that, and see, you may not realize this, they know that they are at the end of their civilized control. What does civilized control mean? Every civilization rises and falls. That simple. They are vastly approaching that fall. And we see it because they're trying to be more aggressive in getting you to understand, stay in your place. But yet, you were chosen first. So any place is your place. But until, and I repeat, until we rise above our animal nature by following those good examples and inquiring what the tools were and help them become the people they are so that they can activate them, there's going to be a whole lot more that fall under the program. And the reason why is because they like amusement park, which is the greatest vessel of the programming. So yes, brother, the way you get above that is you ride. They try to get confrontation, you ride. Some brothers and sisters are going to get emotional, you ride. The reason why you ride is because you can spread your arms and embrace those that you love and say, look, come here once. We have to deal with that. Let me tell you why. Because that is not who we are. Come on, let's go someplace to sit down and we can talk as a family or as a group of friends so that we do not fall to their level. Look up in the crowd as being a part of the crowd. Because when you're a part of the crowd, they figure you're the same people. Did that answer your question at all, Scotty? Well, I tried to be as
let me
as
unmute
precise
myself. I was muted, Brother Davis. Let me be
okay.
more specific, but yes, you did answer the question, but let me add this specific element to it. What I'm specifically talking about is the specter of Donald Trump and how the media is wielding him to make people emotional. And regardless, I feel like this, regardless of what I hear about a person and if I verify it to be true, if that person is in a certain position, I cannot be emotional to the point where I'm going to be like, oh, I don't want nothing to do with that person. I ain't sitting down talking to that person, even though that person's in a position to control things that you need. And I feel like that's an emotional response that isn't based in reality. We deal with these people every day of our lives. So what makes him any different? What makes him any scarier? Does that clear up where I'm going with emotion producing
absolutely
illogical
that's what I
responses?
Said earlier, that we had been under racist presidents before, period. There are some people who really are going to give him more platitude than he's deserving of, and that's because of the way that they were taught. But you know what, Scotty? You demonstrated exactly what I said. Those people who have been able to rise above it do. Those who can't won't. And you know what? If he was such a tyrant, what are you going to do about it? You got to do something about your situation before you have any effect on his. I hear people all the time say, you know what? Black people can't do this. Black people can't do that. Why? The reason why they can't is because you keep saying they can't. But if I offered you the opportunity, would you? Oh, well, you know what, brother? I don't say what we can and can't do if you're not going to participate in the process. We must understand that we're not expecting any more from us than any other group expected from their culture. And other groups are able to mix and mingle in a manner in which we don't is because people want to say that we live under slavery. No, we live under a animalistic mentality that we have not gone beyond. Why haven't we gone beyond? Because most of them don't even understand that they're anti-animalistic behavior. How many times in school do you see the big kid, the ones with the muscles and everyone, be the bully? Because that's an animalistic behavior. But once he reached that one child, that one person who ain't going to put up with that, whether he's small or what, who's going to throw down with him, you notice he don't come back. Yeah, I teach you. I'm going to mess with you. That's right. You know why? Because he didn't like the taste it left in his mouth. See, this is what we're approaching now. That's why you hear all this stuff about Trump. Yeah, they're trying to blow Trump up to be something he's not because they want to do something that they know they have no business doing. And they can easily do it because guess what? Most of the people who are literally bringing this to their attention is bringing it in an animal way. And all they tell you, what you going to do, march? They even think that's a joke, man. But you know what? You let us correlate our ideas and our resources. You let us come together on one plan. You let us all operate in that plan. And you see a whole different dynamic. You know why? Because when we do that, we elevate ourselves out of that animal nature. There's no need to throw us a crumb and think we're going to scramble for it when now we're buying farms and we're growing our own food. I hope you're getting this dynamic because I'm going to tell you something. This is close to my heart. This is very close to my heart because I know that a lot of people out there don't realize it, but we are going to need our own food resources. We're going to need to create our own jobs. We're going to need to set up a community within the community to outgrow, or should I say, out-civilize that community. We're talking about the most prolific killer of all time, dealing with the most peaceful of all time. Do you see how this is coming together? Because I'm going to tell you, this battle is not just yours. It's everybody who identifies that it's going on. Many of them don't. Many of them, people wake up every day, watch the TV, go outside, drink a 40, smoke cigarettes. Now, that tells us a double dynamic. He can't care about himself because he's out there drinking 40s early in the day and he's smoking cigarettes that he knows ultimately is going to kill him. So these bad habits that he takes on, thinking, oh, this makes me what? Self-destructive? Because that's what I see. But most people don't call it self-destructive. You know what they call it? Oh, you a G. Take it to the bank. See how much they give it G's nowadays. We have to identify our power. And this is where we are. We are at the precipice. We have a radio station that's conveying ideas that are thousands of years old that have been renewed. And guess what? People are listening. People are learning. People are acting out. Before you know it, these very same people will be in groups. They will be building. They will be bringing resources and ideas together. And that includes you. Every one of you listening may not have realized that you have risen to a point where you are ready to take back the control. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and this is not to scare you, but these people are so crazy that when they see the last times of their days, they're going to go out and kill each other, trying to kill you. Understand how I said that? Because you can't be killed. Do you realize there are so many black people in the world that white people represent the same 13% of population in America that black people represent? That's what they represent in the world. This dynamic is crazy.
It's less than that, Brother Davis. It's about 5%.
Okay, brother.
About 5%.
Okay, and it's coming. Okay, and it's coming to an end. And I want you to know this, my brothers and sisters. You are in the game, but you got to know you. Learn to make yourself the priority. Learn to find the tools that's going to help you become better at being you, or be the better you that you want to be. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, and if you don't know no one else, learn to know yourself. And I'll be here next Wednesday with another lesson that's going to help move us into the direction of becoming empowered as a people. If we all do our part. Brother Scotty, I thank you. Brother Dave, it's always been good. And it's me and my lovely wife here, and she's making dinner in the truck. It's great. I'd like to say good night to everybody, and thank you for your time.
Much love, much respect. Another great show, Brother Davis. Okay, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. So, and before you ask for a fortune, and make sure you give one away, another great Wise Wednesday show. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. Looking forward to continuing this relationship with you all, because it's so necessary. Hope that you all learned much from the Wise Wednesday series, which I know I have. I just totally enjoy. Much love, much respect to you, Scotty, and to all of our listeners, Brother Davis. Sister Davis, much love and respect to you. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Peace.
Peace.